Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is Dave Cushon, President and Managing Partner of Healthcare IS. Thanks for tuning into our podcast today. We have another tip podcast, and our tip segment today is around the topic of who's helping you find your next project. So with that, let's get straight to the tip. Okay, welcome to the tip segment. As we said at the introduction, today we're going to talk about who's helping you find your next project. And this is specifically geared towards the independent consultant. So what I mean by that is as a consultant in the marketplace, you could either be an employee of a consulting firm, or you can work more on a contract basis where you're not necessarily an employee. You get paid an hourly rate for the project. And there's an understanding that once that project ends, you'll typically be paid a higher hourly rate while you're on that project. But when it ends, you're not going to be compensated with bench time. You could certainly find a new project with that firm that you've been working with. But there's certainly no obligation to each other after that contract. You're certainly understood that you might be open to look for something new on the next project. And so we wanted to talk about that a little bit because I tend to find that at some point in many consultants' careers, they tend to take this route where they do it more on a contract basis. But I see a lot of consultants who have gone down this avenue really struggle with this piece of the business. So first off, you know, when you're considering taking a new contract, what are the things you consider? You know, you're going to consider if the project's a good fit with your skill set, how you'll fit in culturally with the group at the facility you're going to be working with. You're going to clearly think about what the position will pay. What's the expense reimbursement policy? You're going to think about what that travel is going to be like, how long it'll take you to get there, how much time it'll take each week since you're typically not paid for the travel time. And factor that into your hourly rate. You're going to be thinking about how often you'll be required to go, not just how long it'll take you to get at a particular site, but how long it'll, or how often. Do they need you every week? Are you going to be there once a month? Those things will come into play. Will they have any flexibility to work from home if necessary? So these are all things that most consultants know to consider to determine what the best next contract is. And they help you in, you know, for lack of a better term, making a decision for the right now, the contract now. But one of the things to think about as a contractor is when this contract ends, I'm going to need another one. And am I taking everything into consideration to not only make the best choice for a contract today, but set myself up so that 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, my life's going to be a little bit easier as a professional because you've now taken other things into consideration that are going to help you with future contracts. And part of that is to take into consideration the organization, the firm that you're going to be taking this contract through. I think there's a lot of contractors out there that understand they're a quote-unquote independent consultant. So what they do is think about which project's best for me. Where a lot of them burn out on the industry is when each time they look for a new contract, they feel as if they're starting completely over. And their whole process is basically 30 days before the contract ends, looking online, seeing what contracts are available, sending their resume out to a number of different firms, hoping they can get interviews. And every time they look for a new contract, they're starting from square one, as opposed to understanding that there are firms out there that, although they do have their own employees, they do look at independent contractors as a vital part of their strategic plan. And they will partner with you, they will make you a priority, and they will help you look for future contracts. So one of the things that I don't think many people give a lot of consideration to when they're evaluating contracts is also thinking about the firm they're going to be joining. Because once you walk in that door on a project, you're part of that firm. Whether you're independent to them or not, the client is going to view you as being associated with and a part of the firm that has introduced you to that organization. So you need to consider which, you know, look at project A and project B. Now, if one project's clearly superior to the other, that's probably going to be something that's going to take a higher priority in how you're ranking which situation to go with. But when you get into similar situations, how much consideration do you give to the two firms that are representing you on the two projects that they're working with? How much consideration do you give to the fact that if you join if you take a project with one firm, are you building a relationship? Which firm would you rather build a relationship with? Which firm is more likely to have projects for you after the current engagement is done? Does the firm you're joining have any strategy in helping you find your next engagement? Will this company work on your behalf to get you exposure to new projects once the project's done? Or will they just view you as somebody that's fulfilled the engagement and not have a lot of consideration to getting you new engagements? So again, even though you're a contractor per se, it doesn't mean you can't build a relationship with firms out there. Healthcare IS has a very high retention rate in replacing independent contractors. And there's other firms that do that as well. So one of the things we just wanted to bring today, which is clearly the main point, is that awareness of considering a long-term relationship with a firm or multiple firms for that matter, because you are an independent contractor. But just think about if you had a relationship with one, two, or three firms that knew you did good work, who you had a relationship with. What would your world as a consultant be like if each time your engagement was coming to an end, you could reach out to one, two, three different firms who you had a good relationship with, that knew you, that had a desire to work with you, and were going to proactively pursue new engagements for you, as opposed to having no relationships in place and 30 days before your contract ends, sending your resume to a number of firms who you've had no discussions with in the past. So the point, again, I know I'm kind of beating it in here, but if you're looking to have a long-term career in consulting, whether that's as an employee of a firm or, as we've talked about today, as a contractor to a firm, giving some consideration to who could also be a good resource for you long-term when you're evaluating your next engagement is something that can certainly lead to an easier career path as an independent consultant. Okay, thanks for listening into our podcast today. We hope that for the independent consultants out there, the perspective of really thinking long-term will make an impact in your contracting, consulting career and make a difference in enabling you to be working as much as you want to be working out in the marketplace. So hopefully you take that tip to heart. Feel free to go back to our website for the show notes. It's healthcareis.com. Go to the blog section and you'll see the notes listed for not only this, but all of our podcasts. Also, don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We've got different information on all of those sites. So if you're on one, it's not necessarily the same feed coming through. So feel free to take a look at all of those and decide on which one's best for you. And as always, we'd love your feedback on information that you'd like to hear about on our podcasts, and we can make some adjustments to make sure we're getting you the information you want. So we hope to hear you back next time. Thanks.